Welcome to Locked On Heat. Today's show will be the first installment of a series of mock trade calls. My name is Wes Goldberg. I'm the co-host of Locked On Heat, but I'll be acting as the general manager of the Miami Heat during this series, and I'll be calling up some of the hosts around the Locked On Podcast Network in an attempt to find a deal for Hassan Whiteside. We know the Heat are open to trading, if not actively shopping Whiteside. We've gotten a lot of trade ideas over the last few months from our listeners, and we've come up with quite a few of them on our own, and now it's the time to test them. Not all of these calls will end with a deal, but some of them will. On today's episode, I'll be joined by Jordan Malley, host of Locked On Bulls, to try to find a deal that sends Whiteside to Chicago. Thanks as always for listening and for subscribing. Now let's get to the show.
You are Locked On Heat, your daily Miami Heat podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And I'm here with Jordan Malley, the host of Locked On Bulls, and we are on a trade call right now to try to work out a deal for Hassan Whiteside. So number one order of business, Jordan, is, you know, I'm going to try, as GM of the Miami Heat and as you as acting GM of the Chicago Bulls, let's try to find some common ground. I'd like to get an understanding of where you're at as far as your offseason goes. We're recording this before the NBA draft on Thursday. So as GM of the Chicago Bulls, where do you stand as far as what your offseason priorities are?
Well, as far as flexibility, I think the Bulls definitely have that here. And maintaining that sort of flexibility through this offseason and I think through next offseason and kind of seeing where these rookies play out, we have a big decision to make on Zach LaVine this summer and whether or not, depending on the money and the years that are signed there, I think that's going to be a priority for this team. But other than that, there is flexibility to take on bad contracts in order to obtain young assets or even draft picks or future draft picks. I think the main goal here, what we're looking at, is either trying to get back into this draft in the first round. And I know the Miami Heat, if we're taking this call, we know you guys don't have a first round draft pick this summer. So looking at future assets or somebody on the Miami Heat squad that could come to the Chicago Bulls and be an important young asset that we can kind of plug and play right away. But obviously $24 million of cap space with the, even that includes the Zach LaVine $9 million cap hold before he signs, when and if he signs this summer. So I think we're really looking to either add a young asset if we're going to be taking on a bad contract, a whole bunch of money. And I don't think we want to string that out too far. We still want to be players in 2019, 2020, 2020, 2021 as far as free agent players and being able to possibly bring in another star if this rebuild continues to accelerate.
And then as far as where the Heat stand, I mean, this is a team that is bumping up against the luxury tax as it is. And you know, at best, this is probably a first round and out team as currently constructed. So as far as the Heat go, we're trying to shed long-term salary without taking on much more, if any, and specifically just stay under that luxury tax. We've got about $3 million between where we are now and where that tax apron is. And then, of course, it's to acquire a superstar. Miami is an ensemble cast, but there really is no superstar there. Or obviously additional assets in order to acquire said superstar. Now the Bulls are not—they don't have that superstar that they're willing to part with. I think Lauri Markkanen obviously can be that, and they're going to have a few picks here in the first round, or a couple picks here in the first round that they could use to also acquire stars, namely one in the top 10. But I don't think that Whiteside—we could just get rid of that. Like, you're not trading Lauri Markkanen or a top 10 pick for Hassan Whiteside. We're not even going to insult you and ask for that. So
I appreciate that.
So let's start with this. What is your value of Hassan Whiteside? Because I initiated this phone call with your organization because I think he could really fit a need for you guys. I think you put him next to Lauri Markkanen and he could sort of be your rim protector there, allow Markkanen to stretch the defense from that stretch four position. And then when Whiteside's not on the floor, you still have that option to be a little bit more versatile, play Markkanen at the five a little bit if that's what you guys are looking to do. Bobby Portis could play in that as well. And then, you know, it was a Portis defensive best last season. Whiteside could obviously help give you that rebounding and rim protection that you guys need. And if you guys don't end up selecting a center in the draft this this Thursday, Whiteside could fill a need there, and you can even trade for Whiteside ahead of time, and then open up your options there at the draft and not feel obligated maybe to draft a center or a front court partner for Lauri Markkanen. I'm not sure how you guys are feeling towards the draft anyway. I know that you guys did on the mock draft. You guys ended up with one of the centers, but you wanted a wing, right? In our Locked On NBA mock draft.
Yeah, I think that's the number one need for this team. If we're talking about what exactly is the best fit, and the Bulls are desperate for outside wing help and really just wing help and wing depth in general. You look at the only player that's a true wing player on this team, he's not even going to be back. And that was Paul Zipser, who they took in the second round. He's not going to be back this summer. So you look at that position, and I think with two picks in this draft, one being at 7 and one being at 22, that's going to be a position of need. If not at number 7, definitely at number 22. I feel comfortable in the discussions we've had at number 22 about taking Chandler Hutchison. That was the player that we did to select in the mock draft. So him being 22 years old, having experience from college and seeming to blossom in his senior year gives me a little bit more confidence that if the Bulls do look, in fact, to a center at number 7, I have a feeling that it's going to be a forward at number 22. But you bring up the point that maybe the Bulls are tossing the idea out there of taking and selecting somebody like Michael Porter Jr., or you look at Kevin Knox or Mikal Bridges, or even Miles Bridges has been talked about at number 7. So I think it's really going to depend on draft night of where these big men go, and whether or not Michael Porter Jr. gets selected in the top 5, or if he slides all the way down to number 7. That would be something intriguing, and especially if we can acquire a guy like Hassan Whiteside and not have to worry about drafting a center and maybe Wendell Carter Jr. or Mohamed Bamba. So I would really say it's going to depend a lot on what is taken before us, 1 through 6, and I wouldn't even leave out the possibility of the Bulls still being intrigued with Trae Young. So we've got three centers on this roster, and they're the three highest paid players on this Bulls team so far. You got Robin Lopez for another year at $14.3 million. You've got Omer Asik, $11.2 million next season, and then you've got Felicio tied up for 3 more years at about $8.5 million per. Goes down a little bit at the back end and last 2 years of his contract, but not by much. So still owed about $24 million over 3 years.
So I think we would have to take at least one of those centers back for Whiteside, right? If we're giving you a center, we got to take at least one of those guys back. Because like you said, you can't have the 4 highest paid players on the team being centers. You already have 3 of them. So let's just start there. I think Robin Lopez is the perfect fit as far as what we're looking for. A guy on an expiring contract, you know, just sort of your replacement level center. I'm very high on Robin Lopez. I'll just be honest with you. I think he's a great locker room guy, good character guy. I appreciate that he likes comic books. That's the kind of person that we want here in Miami. I think it adds a little bit of flavor to our locker room. I'm not sure that we have a lot of comic book heads in our locker room, so I think that we'd appreciate that. And again, being on that expiring contract, we're not looking to take on future money. And so I think that's, and given that he's your highest paid player, as far as matching salaries go, I think that's a really good start point, is just a Robin Lopez for Hassan Whiteside. We could start there, add some more salaries in there so that you're maintaining your cap flexibility, and so that obviously the salaries match. But if we're giving a superior player as far as Whiteside goes, we're looking for something back. I think a guy, you know, like a Chris Dunn or a Denzel Valentine, something like that with a little bit of upside could be in play there, or the 22nd pick in the draft. I'd like to, and I'll throw it to you at this point to see if any of those assets are something that you could swallow as far as an add-on on top of Robin Lopez.
And so I think I'm seeing it as the flip side more. You guys want to get rid of Hassan Whiteside more so than we want to acquire him. So in that case, we've talked about it before. Robin Lopez is on the market. Justin Holiday is on the market. Pretty much everybody is available to trade in this scenario, except for Lauri Markkanen, and I would even say probably Bobby Portis is off the table as well. You look at those two guys. Outside of that, obviously we don't have Zach LaVine right now. He's a restricted free agent. Noel Vonley, same thing, restricted free agent, has a qualifying offer. To your point, though, if we're going to take this contract on, I feel like Hassan Whiteside and the way that this Bulls team is trying to rebuild doesn't make a whole lot of sense in terms of his age. I've got some questions about his game too and his health as well. You look at a guy that you're going to be paying $27 million in the final year of his contract, and he's going to be, what, 30, 31 years old at that point. So the timeline as far as the rebuild in Chicago and getting us closer to a championship, I don't think makes a whole whole lot of sense. But if we can get something from you guys, maybe like a future first round pick in 2019, Justice Winslow would be another player that I think we've been infatuated with for the last couple of years. I don't know how you guys feel about moving him. I know he's got only one more year left on his rookie deal, and then it's whether or not to pay him or not. To answer short and sweet about Chris Dunn being packaged in a deal here, absolutely not. That'd be off the table. I don't think trading away a pick in order to acquire Hassan Whiteside would be something we're interested in either, so I would say no to the number 22. And Denzel Valentine, sure, I think we can maybe bargain a deal to include him, but I think Justin Winslow and probably a future first-round pick is going to have to be in play, whether it's with protections or not. I don't know how you guys feel about that. And if on the flip side of that, we're looking to dump the Cristiano Felicio contract in any way possible. So if that's something you guys are interested in as well, that could be something as well to be talked about.
We'll be right back to continue with our trade call with the Chicago Bulls. But first, make sure you're subscribed to Locked On Heat on iTunes or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts, including Google's new podcast player. And if you're so inclined, leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes. It goes a long way to people finding the show, and David and I would really appreciate it. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. As far as Justice Winslow goes, we wouldn't be willing to part with Winslow for anything short of a superstar. There has been talks in Miami about adding Winslow to one of Miami's larger contracts, like a Whiteside or a Tyler Johnson, whose contract is about to balloon to $19 million next year, in order to get off of that. But just given the structure of our salary cap table right now, it really wouldn't even create that much cap space and for us, so we don't see it work. Like, really, the only way we would part with Winslow is in return for a superstar, which you guys would not do as far as Lowry marketing goes, or otherwise don't have, or the seventh pick in the draft, which you're obviously not going to trade for that, but that would be sort of the value we're going there. So we can... But as far as where Cristiano Felicio goes, I think that's more than fair, right? He's got three more years left on his deal, right around that $8 to $9 million mark, right, per season. And so if we were to take Felicio back, in addition to maybe Robin Lopez, now we're starting to get to around $20 million, a little bit more than $20 million, which is right where Whiteside's contract is, $24 million. So we're starting to get closer as far as matching money. And I think that we could certainly do that, given the fact that Robin Lopez is an expiring contract. We'd be on it would provide that flexibility as far as a cap goes next summer, when a lot of these contracts from Dragic, James Johnson, Olynyk, and Tyler start to get a little bit higher, and we start hitting that tax threshold a little bit more. As far as wing players, what's your feeling on a guy like Deion Waiters? Because we think he could really fill in a need for you guys as far as a guy who can handle the ball, be a primary ball handler. And Lowry Markkanen is like what... I mean, Deion Waiters, his first year in Miami, had a huge season for us. He, in particular, had a great rhythm within our drive and kick offense. We had a guy like Luke Babbitt, who is not a superstar by any means, but kind of plays a similar role to Markkanen as far as he was a stretch four, was able to just catch and shoot. And obviously Markkanen is far more skilled and versatile than Babbitt was. But I know the Heat, we were looking at Markkanen as a potential replacement and upgrade for Babbitt going into this last draft. Of course, you guys ended up taking him, and then we ended up with Bam Adebayo. But we think that Deion Waiters could be a real asset for you guys. Would you be willing? Do you think that taking Deion and being able to upgrade at that guard spot would be what you guys are looking for as far as a perimeter player in order to take on Whiteside?
I'll be frank and honest with you. Investing all the money that we have to this summer in order to just obtain and keep Zach LaVine around, I don't think it's advantageous for Deion Waiters, just for the mere fact that I don't see a three-guard rotation with Dunn, LaVine, and Waiters on the floor. And to pay a guy $12 or $13 million when you're only in the second year of your rebuild, I think doesn't make a whole lot of sense for us here in Chicago. So we would be looking for somebody, to be honest with you, under 25 that's young, if you're not willing to part with any of your draft picks. If we can come to an understanding of somewhere where Cristiano Felicio and Robin Lopez are included this deal, on top of a non-protected first-round pick, maybe in 2019 or in future drafts. I know you you guys have one sent to Phoenix in 2021. But I think that's what we'd be looking for here in terms of trying to match money. I think it could be a player that maybe, like you had said, you brought up Bam Adebayo. I don't know if you guys would part with him too on top of Deion Waiters. That would leave you guys a little bit thin. So I don't know. I'm struggling with finding that additional piece in order to completely match money. So I think I would have to more so look towards multiple first round draft picks or even just one unprotected first round draft pick and maybe looking at as early as next year.
Yeah, the only draft pick we have available is that the 2019 pick right now. Could we interest you in cash, just straight cash, homie? Like where you would have, we would essentially fund your purchase of a high second round pick. We can, we still have all of our cash for the next league season, about $5.1 million, I believe. We could send that allotment for the 5.1, and you guys could just then purchase an early second round pick. And I don't know, since we don't have a first round pick this year, that would be really the only way to convey a pick this season for you guys. If we can get it done, of obviously before the draft. So we could do Whiteside, maybe Rodney Magruder, a player who is that 26-year-old range, young wing, nice catch and shoot, really solid on defense. Probably wouldn't be a starter for you guys, but would add some depth. And we really like Rodney Magruder. Nice offensive rebounder, could do a lot of things, like kind of just in the middle, not going to score a whole lot, not really going to be able to defend higher, like big-time perimeter players, but did a nice job against guys like Paul George and things like that in the last couple seasons. So if we do like Whiteside, Magruder, cash considerations, and then just basically take a bunch of these kind of not great contracts off your hands. We could do Whiteside, Magruder, and $5 million in cash for Robin Lopez, Cristiano Felicio, and Justin Holiday. Take some of these contracts off your hands, and then you get a nice player in Hassan Whiteside and Ramon Magruder, plus the option to go ahead and spend that cash on a draft and an additional draft pick this year.
Yeah, look, if I'm the Bulls GM, I'm not taking that deal. We've gotten ruined multiple times for taking on cash to sell picks off. And another instance where we're taking on a superstar, which doesn't really match the timeline or anything that the front office has said over this first year since trading Jimmy Butler. We would probably have riots here in Chicago if we decided to do that. Like I said, once again, it's going to have to be, it wouldn't really matter, be more so a determination of whether or not Rodney Magruder would play. I don't think he would. If we're sending somebody back like Justin Holiday, then we got to talk about more than just one first round unprotected pick, I think, here, because you look at his deal and Justin Holiday is on a wonderful deal for teams trying to be competitive next year. $4.3 million on an expiring contract. Find me another guy in this league that can be a ready veteran that can come out on a night and score anywhere between 18 and 25 points a night for you and be able to defend even in the slightest a little bit. I mean, he's not the greatest defender in the world, but he's an average defender too. So if, I think our two biggest assets as far as trades go, if they're going to be included in here, we got to talk about multiple first round picks. And then I think the money a little bit, we can be a little bit more relaxed or who we're getting in return from the Heat outside of Hassan Whiteside. But I think if we're talking about including Holiday and Lopez, and I understand that Felicio would be more of a lax for us to give up onto you guys, and that would be taking on a little bit from us. We'd have to be talking about not only the 2019 pick being unprotected, but I think a future first rounder with probably very slim limited protections, probably 1 through 5 I would even talk about in order to make that deal happen.
I gotta be honest, I did not know that you guys view Justin Holiday as that much of an asset, so let's take him out. So do you have a counter offer then for us?
I would say if we can get a deal done, if Justice Winslow is completely off the table, which is that's exactly what we would be looking for in a player if we're taking on a mass contract like Hassan Whiteside. And in that, I would feel like we wouldn't even have to have the first round pick if we can still get Justice Winslow off your hands. So if you're willing to do a deal that includes Robin Lopez and Cristiano Felicio, and even if we threw in Denzel Valentine, let's say we threw Denzel Valentine into that deal too. Robin Lopez, Cristiano Felicio, and Denzel Valentine for Hassan Whiteside and Justice Winslow straight up.
Well, I think that we as the Heat view Whiteside as an upgrade to what you guys have, but what you're saying here is that you're really not looking at what you can do this year. You're looking for more of a long-term rebuild. You're not necessarily looking to get out of the lottery right away. And I just think that that's we're not for the return that we're getting there. We think that we could put Winslow. We can include Winslow in a package that ends up netting us a superstar or something close to it. That's really the goal when we talk about a guy like Justice Winslow, what his value is for us. I'm not sure that we have the same goals here. We thought that Whiteside would be an upgrade for you guys and you guys could start to compete right away with a guy like Whiteside. But if you guys are looking more long-term, more down the road, then maybe we're just on different paths right here, right now. I'm struggling right now to see the framework of a deal that really does work, short of just taking Robin Lopez, Felicio, and Omer Asik off your hands. We'll wrap up our trade call with the Chicago Bulls after this quick break.
This is what I'll tell you guys about the Bulls as far as what we're certain about and what we're not. I think the one thing that we are certain about is adding two young players that can come in and contribute right away here in 2018 in the draft. Outside of that, though, I think our only sure bet really is on Lauri Markkanen so far. So if we only have one sure bet on that, Zach LaVine is still a huge question mark for this team. And whether or not you believe he can turn into a budding superstar, I think there's been a little bit more doubt in this city. We saw 25 games only from him and not that great of a performance. He was inconsistent on the offensive end. So a lot of question marks with Zach LaVine, too. And he's going to be getting paid a decent amount. Chris Dunn is another person that's a question mark as far as the Bulls front office goes. Whether or not he can be the guy that's a budding superstar at the point guard position. Can he run a offense for a championship contending team here in Chicago in the next 3, 4, 5 years? Can he develop into that player? Is still a huge question mark for us. So I look around this Bulls roster, and while there's pieces that are nice and young and maybe potential, I don't see any superstars outside of Lauri Markkanen, at least projected superstars so far. So if we're talking about being competitive, I don't think Bulls fans or the Bulls front office really wants to go back to being mediocre the way that they were with Jimmy Butler 2 years ago. So I think we're on a different path, and Bulls fans are keen to the idea of building this from the draft up or from acquiring young players. And I think the same goes for us. I think we can look to other teams around this league and get back into the 2018 draft rather than taking on a superstar like Hassan Whiteside.
Well, it's very nice of you just to call Hassan Whiteside a superstar. I'm sure he certainly thinks that.
He's a superstar on Snapchat. Let's be honest here.
I was very excited when the Heat re-signed him because of the potential for that Snapchat, and I have been sorely disappointed ever since. Well, thank you, Jordan, for taking the time out of your busy day. I know you've got a lot of draft prep and things like that happening right now. Good luck on the draft. We don't have a pick, so we'll be rooting for you. But sorry we couldn't come to a deal.
Appreciate it. No, thanks. Anytime you guys want to try to work something out, maybe for Justice Winslow or some of your future first-round picks, let us know.
Well, it's going to take more than four first-round picks to get Justice Winslow, right? That's the price that we know that it's around the league. So, all right.
Oh, my God.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening, and thanks to Jordan for joining me. As always, you can reach us by email at lockedonheat@gmail.com or on Twitter by using the hashtag AskLOHeat. Let us know what you thought about this trade call. We're going to do more, and we will continue to do more if you like this idea. Support the show by visiting our Patreon page at patreon.com/lockedonheat, where you can find all of the salary cap tables and the tools that I used in my preparation for these trade calls. Music is courtesy of Mojave Wild. We'll catch you next time.